the news leader, 84 WHAS Louisville. News on the hour.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Beth Merrill, News Radio 84 WHAS. A tentative agreement has been reached between the airport neighborhoods that filed suit against the Regional Airport Authority and the city. The agreement means the single-family dwelling homeowners who have not signed a quitclaim deed will divide $6.2 million if the judge approves that agreement. Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson says the pact is a good one.
A win for the neighbors. Who still remain in the airport expansion area because they'll be able to receive an amount of money and get on with their lives. Certainly a win for this community because the most important economic development project in current history, the expansion of the airport, is now on track, on schedule, and moving forward.
As part of the agreement, the airport neighborhoods agree to drop their part of the lawsuit pending against the expansion project. If the suit is settled, it does leave one more suit to be resolved. Filed by Communities Incorporated in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati, challenging the environmental impact statement used for that project. There is another candidate for mayor in the city of New Albany, Indiana. Phyllis Garmon, chief executive officer of Key Communications, will be running as an independent in November.
Been CEO of Key Communications for 15 years. I've supervised and managed over 140 employees. We have a budget of over $21 million in this company. I think my leadership skills that I've demonstrated in the community activities I've been in, I think those can be valuable to the office of Mayor of New Albany.
Garmon faces Republican Kenny Kleilman and Democrat Doug England. New Albany City Police say one man was killed in a one-car accident tonight. It happened on the ramp from 265 westbound. The car tumbled down into the eastbound ramp at 265 and hit a guardrail where it intersects with the I-64 westbound ramp. Authorities say the identity of the man has not yet been released. The Kentucky Supreme Court has overturned two of the four death sentences against Victor Dwayne Taylor. Taylor was convicted in the notorious Trinity murders in 1984. The ruling has no practical effect on Taylor, who still faces death sentences for killing two Trinity High School students who became lost on their way to a high school football game in Jefferson County. Also, a judge in Frankfort has denied a request for an injunction by 18 people whose jobs were abolished in the reorganization of the State Department of Education. Still pending is a lawsuit filed by 18 people and the Kentucky Association of State Employees. But today's order by Franklin Circuit Court Judge William Graham says the fired workers have not met the test for an injunction. UPS aircraft mechanics and utility employees have rejected a proposed contract with the company. A union spokesman says the contract was not good enough. But under the Railway Labor Act, negotiators for the two sides must continue to meet while company operations continue normally. Both sides do have the option of bringing in the National Labor Relations Board to try to come up with a settlement. Mount Pinatubo is at it again, today belching enough ash and steam to destroy about 10 deserted villages near the Philippine volcano. Clark Air Base, meanwhile, remains buried in up to a foot of ash that fell on the U.S. facility last month. Peace in Slovenia, for now anyway, that is the optimistic word from the information minister in the breakaway Yugoslavian Republic. He says federal troops do not seem to be threatening Slovenia and Croatia tonight, despite earlier fears of a massive crackdown. And the President and Mrs. Bush are already celebrating an all-American 4th of July weekend. Earlier today, they joined in the belated commemoration ceremonies for 50-year-old Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. And tomorrow, Bush will join holiday parades in Missouri and Michigan. And nobody won the $1 million Kentucky Lotto jackpot tonight. That means the jackpot will go up to $1.5 million on Saturday night. The winning numbers were 3, 15, 24, 25, 29, and 33. The Color Radar forecast is next. It's 11:04 on News Radio 84 WHAS.
Now, with a commercial message from the growers of California Summer Fruits and an announcement about California nectarines.
Nectarines.
You have an announcement.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
You're eating a California nectarine.
It's juicy.
Well, you're supposed to say something about them.
Well,
it's that those big, juicy California nectarines are in our stores now, and we better go out and get them before they're...
Before they're gone.
You finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Summer nectarines, it wouldn't be summer without us.
Do the right ripe thing, have a California nectarine.
Arts Blockade creates an invisible barrier that protects your dogs and cats from fleas and ticks. Used as directed, Arts Blockade protects your dogs and cats from fleas and ticks before they get a chance to live on your pet. Arts Blockade repels and kills fleas and ticks, including ticks that carry Lyme disease, reducing the chances of causing discomfort to your pet. Helping to improve your pet's quality of life is your responsibility. Helping you do that is Hearts.
Helicopter traffic reports. Just one more reason we're your best information source. 84 WHAS. Depend on it.
The Color Radar forecast from staff meteorologist Chuck Taylor. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low near 70. Then tomorrow, sunny with scattered thunderstorms, a high around 88. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms ending, a low of 72. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. At 11:06, we have fair skies and 79 degrees at your official weather station. News on the hour every hour, bulletins at once. I'm Beth Merrill, News Radio 84, WHAS.